Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. As a geek, there's no simple way to do networking at home. I mean, for most people, they just have a single Wi-Fi router, and that's it. Meanwhile, I've got, well, a lot of them. I've got commercial-grade firewalls and stuff because, well, I work for such a company, so, of course, I've got some of that stuff. But I have to also try and balance the fact that if I'm not home and something goes wrong, that it's simple enough for somebody else to troubleshoot and figure out what's going on. So that's kind of where I'm at right now is, you know, how do I make things work the way I want, but also actually work properly. So recently I added to my network, to my regular Wi-Fi that everybody in the house uses, I added one of these extender units. However, what I noticed is that it changes the MAC address of things that connect to it. And so instead of, one thing, it's something else, and it's to differentiate the fact that it's coming through the through the repeater versus connecting directly to the access point. And if you have them the same SSID, then of course they're going to, it doesn't look like you've changed access points when really you have. But when you change MAC addresses and the DHCP server is not happy with that, then you get a new IP address and all hell breaks loose. So the DHCP server I was running really didn't handle that very well. And I had it running on my firewall. And so I'm like, okay, well, and I can't really upgrade the DHCP server there. So it's like, okay, well, how do I fix it? And I finally realized that I've got a couple access points and they actually run I can get them to run DDWRT and I can, I should be running the DNS and DHCP there. Now, granted, they're not the default route to the internet. So there's a bunch of, I had to create a bunch of stuff. Now, the good news is that I was actually using DNS mask for my DHCP DNS server on the firewall, and I decided to move move the config almost straight over to the to these different Wi-Fi routers that are running DDWRT that also run DNS mask. So here I am, and now I've got this working, and of course the network relies on these access points anyway. But now I've theoretically, if you connect to the Wi-Fi that I have at home, and you're on and you have the WPA key and all that stuff, then you actually, no matter where you are in the house, you'll have the same IP address, which is nice. And then on the guest network, I have similar control over the DHCP server and when things connect there and stuff. And so it's I don't know if it makes it any more resilient. I probably got more configuration options because I think the DNS mask that I was using on the firewall was not necessarily a very current version. I assume that what's on DNS mask is on DDWRT is actually much a much newer version, but anyway, I've got a lot of options, and hopefully, because these are things that people need to rely on anyway, that doesn't really, if I have to have somebody troubleshoot something, it's easy enough to go, okay, we'll just go reboot it, because, I mean, those things just generally don't fail, but, if DNS and DHCP stop working, then, bad things happen, but, I guess another thing that surprises me about DDWRT, or I shouldn't say it surprises me, but it's what makes it really useful is that, on routers where the manufacturer hasn't provided an update in quite some time, DDWRT seems to keep pumping out updates. So I don't know, almost every week it seems like you have to go into the beta folder and do it. There isn't an auto update feature that seems to work, so you have to manually go and update things from time to time. But even my old WRT54GS from 2003 or whatever, I can still get firmware for it, and so I flashed a very current version on 12 plus year old hardware, and it seems to work just fine. Now, granted, it doesn't have the same capabilities as my other Wi-Fi routers where I can run firmware that's got more features and stuff on it, and the hardware is different and stuff. But the point is that these abandoned pieces of hardware that that the manufacturers put out still get software updates and actually are probably more useful than the stock firmware that comes on these things. And in fact, when I on my other network, I was having a problem where I couldn't even access the web interface to this router, and I had to reboot it, it still doesn't work very well. In fact, I'd even thought I'd already had DWRT on it, but I guess I took it off at some point. So now it has DDWRT on it again, and it's a whole lot more useful than stock. So anyway, I guess I'm professing my lost love for DDWRT. It's back and making these cheap consumer routers actually do something useful. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.